So DCS is no stranger to scrutiny. In fact, last week, Governor Haslam said that the agency's had 16 bad years in a row. What does he mean when he says that?
It's an agency that really has to act like a parent. It's a tough job. It oversees more than 8,000 kids in state custody. Some of those are foster kids. Then it also monitors and, if needed, intervenes in thousands of cases of child abuse or neglect. It's been second-guessed, under fire, all along the way, and sometimes for good reason.
So an example of that is the so-called Brian A. lawsuit that people still talk about. This is a case where the agency was sued for keeping too many kids in group homes and doing things like splitting up siblings unnecessarily.
That's right. And that had everything to do with the foster care system. But DCS also has this role of investigating child abuse and neglect. And in fact, state lawmakers are supposed to receive reports of deaths and near deaths in their district. But people like State Senator Jim Somerville of Dixon says he was finding out instead from law enforcement officials. He told me about a child in Hickman County.
A little boy who had been choked by his mother. She claimed that the child had fallen off his bicycle. The doctor just rolled his eyes and said that couldn't be. That very day, he was sent back home with his mother, who had also tested that same day for two types of illegal drugs. One story is an anecdote. Lots of stories are evidence.
So lawmakers are supposed to hear about these cases like the one that Senator Somerville just described. But why haven't they?
It's probably not something nefarious here, but everyone points first to IT problems. The state spent $27 million to put in this new computer tracking system for kids. That was in 2010. And honestly, ever since, the agency has been unable to produce even some really basic reports about the kids that they're watching.
So I assume this is why the Tennessean and some other news organizations in the state actually sued the agency to hand over some of these records.
Yes. In the course of this, we even find out that there were 9 more deaths over the last few years than DCS had originally thought.
Now, we mentioned in the beginning that Governor Haslam said that DCS has had 16 bad years in a row. But at the same time, he's also been defensive about the problems. His administration, they circled wagons around Commissioner Kate O'Day when all this criticism was thrown at her. But ultimately, why did she leave?
Well, Haslam says it's unrelated, that she just felt like she was becoming a distraction and couldn't really do her job. And as you say, Haslam says that the problems at DCS predate her, which is certainly true. But DCS was really improving in a lot of ways. This Brian A. case that you mentioned, they were nearly out from under the settlement that came after that. You know, they became one of 7 such agencies in the country to get this very lofty accreditation. But, you know, it really feels like the wheels have come off and a lot of folks point back to these IT problems.
So are lawmakers or the Haslam administration considering any major changes at DCS?
Yes. And in fact, DCS was specifically mentioned in the governor's State of the State address this year. He wants to pay case managers more. He also wants to raise the qualifications for those positions, those frontline positions. I mean, you've got caseworkers who really make life or death decisions like on a daily basis. Is this kid safe if we send her back home to mom and dad? But, you know, state custody isn't the life any child would choose either, you know, if they could help it.
All right. Thanks, Blake.
You're welcome.
Blake Farmer is WPLN's assistant news director. He joins us on Mondays to talk about issues at the state capitol.